John McGivern in the studio with us. Hey, how's Channel 4? You're doing the Channel 4 segment on the morning show?
I am. This week, my stories are all about food. It's called The Daily Dish.
Uh-huh.
So I found some food stories. And the one which I loved is that, I don't know if you guys knew that Georgia has the highest mortality rate from strokes.
No.
And I wondered why that happened, so I did some research. And one of them is the fact that in a place called Decatur, Georgia, there's a restaurant called Mulligan's.
All right.
And on their item on their menu are two items that I would like to try just once. One is called the ham dog, and the other is called the Luther.
All right.
The ham dog, a half pound of hamburger, wrapped around a hot dog. Which is deep fried and served on a hoagie.
Damn, how good is that? How good would that be?
Topped with chili, bacon, and a fried egg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm like, sweet Jesus.
Carol, how good would that be? Mayo slathered on that?
You know what? I was kind of on the fence as to what I was going to fix tonight for dinner. But
No. That's
it's
not what you should have.
Dog night.
You should have the Luther.
What's the Luther?
Okay.
I'm afraid to ask.
Luther's a half-pound burger served with bacon and cheese on a Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh.
I'm not into the sweet with that kind of combination, though.
Don't you like sweet
and salty?
But see,
you said you thought it sounded good.
Well, for a bite, I don't think I could eat a whole thing. I couldn't eat the whole thing. But I could certainly...
That I could
put down without a problem.
Deep frying that whole thing.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I could live with... I could take the egg off the ham dog.
No.
I could live without the egg.
You bet. Load it up.
But, man, that ham dog.
That sounds good.
Can I tell you, this guy, the chef from the Wyndham, poached eggs, okay? And I was like, oh, he's going to put some poached eggs on there. You know what he did then? He took the poached eggs.
Put them in a dressing.
Put them in a dressing, coated them with breadcrumbs, and fried them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how good is that?
Fried poached eggs with this crunchy.
I was like, sweet. Oh.
All of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at Metro Market buying some eggs.
But you probably couldn't recreate it, though.
Couldn't do it.
No.
No. Would love to. And Channel 4, this is a story which I have permission to tell this. There's a producer there, lovely woman, Keisha.
Keisha, right. Okay.
African-American woman. She was off for a few days, a few weeks, to be honest. In fact, a couple months, because she had a baby.
Oh, okay.
So she came back. I was like, Keisha, you had a baby. Was it a baby girl, baby boy? She says, we had a baby girl. I said, what's the baby girl's name? Asha.
Asha.
I said,
How do you spell that?
I said, okay, I just need to know, African-American sister, tell me, where did you be getting this Asha name? I want to know.
That's French.
She says, okay, my husband's name is Austin. My name is Keisha.
Oh.
We put the names together, and the baby's name is Asha.
A-U-S-H-A.
H-A. I said, I just want you to know my dad's name's Bill. My mom's name is Joan. If they did that, my name would be Bone.
Bone McGiver.
Or Jill.
Which might not be bad.
Bone McGiver.
Like, it's just different.